And it would be our piece of that. The total, I think the total decrease for higher education would be about $200 million, I think, for higher education.
So 7% of 29.9.
Higher education, including things like ISAC and all of the city colleges, I mean, the community colleges and the other publics.
So 7% of 29.9 is $200 million less than 8.3% of 25.5.
Is that right, Randy? I mean, I think. Okay. We'll get you the exact number from my my courier. I wanted to basically then focus on what happened to higher education. Again, as we said, and this is where I get a number that I was giving for higher education, the reduction of, because of the problem is it looks like an increase, but again it's because of the CSRS contribution has basically been increased so much, the for pensions, the amount of increase for pensions. The university basically looking at for the about 22% of all this is the U of I, 22% piece of the higher education pie in 2012. What this means in dollars and cents for the University of Illinois is an $8 million reduction in the appropriation. There's some trailers off of the budget itself that basically are still out there. One of the things that has us concerned is the transfers for the survey, $16 million. That was a transfer that's out there. We hope it's just a technical snafu and will be corrected in the veto session, but we have to monitor that because, again, that should have been something. It wasn't just the transfers for the surveys. All the transfers got held up, and we're not, so they weren't picking on us with that. But that's $16 million that we're still missing in the equation for our 2012 budget, the survey transfer, $16 million. Again, the big increase in the amount is basically the funding for CSRS. This is the university retirement system. This is the pension plan for university employees. What this means, looking in just historically at the university and its appropriation funding from 2002, 2012, last 10 years, going from $1.8 billion looked at in constant dollars down to this new appropriation of $668 million, a state appropriation, state support for the University of Illinois, a reduction of 34% over those 10 years in state support, again, on a constant dollar basis, they measured in 2011 dollars. The other side of the equation, again, there was no capital bill with the in 2012. We have off the last capital bill that's just been freed up as a result of the legal decision, the litigation has been resolved, and we're hopeful of additional releases from the 2010 capital bill. But again, the $145 million has been released to the university, particularly for projects like the Petascale project, Lincoln Hall, the Rockford Rural Health Center. All of those are the ones that make up those releases. But again, with the a couple of weeks ago, with the resolution of the lawsuit over the capital bill, we're hopeful that they can start releasing some dollars, more additional dollars to the university under the 2010 capital bill. As far as the snapshot, as of July 18th, the beginning of the week, for purposes of 2011, the billings to the state, we completely billed out the appropriation, $697 million to the state. They still owe us $313 million. Frankly, we have not received a nickel from the state on 2011 since the last board meeting. And I'd been hopeful that board meetings usually stimulated some payments, but it didn't happen this time. So we looking at about... So we're looking at about 46% of the 2011 appropriation remaining unpaid to the university. And basically that's some of what stimulates this, our position on investing and basically trying to keep liquid with this type of a situation around us. I would say though that there's an oddity going on. In the next slide, we are looking at the fact that we already billed for July, the first part of the July payroll, and we billed them $43 million, and we received the $43 million in the next week. We were immediately reimbursed. And they told us that there's an oddity. They're basically reimbursing us from what they call the Education Assistance Fund as opposed to general revenue funds. And they basically said they had some additional cash in there. They've told us they might have as much as $125 million available to us. So we'll see if, I'm not going to fight it. If they want to send us the money, that's great. But we'll see if they basically the first 2 months if they're basically able to reimburse us on a current basis for fiscal year 12. So again, this is 12 numbers. It's $43 million of reimbursements already off July payrolls from the state of Illinois. It's an odd signal that's being sent out. So I wanted to just basically look at the cash and just basically what we've been getting in cash from the state. And particularly the last 3 years, 09, 10, and 11, in total cash received from the state in 09, $601 million. Now remember, we were at a $700 million appropriation at that period of time. In fiscal year 10, total cash from the state was $544 million. And that excludes the fact that we got directly $45 million in state federal ERA monies at that time in 10. But in that $544 million, $126 million of that was basically the collection of the receivable in that fiscal year. In 11, the year we just closed, our closing, $664 million was received from the state. But of that, $280 million was coming from the prior fiscal year. So from fiscal year 10, the receivable from fiscal year 10.